Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me begin by commending the manner in which you have ably steered the work of this executive committee, in particular at this time when the global humanitarian crisis has resulted in an alarming and epic proportion. I assure you of our fullest cooperation during this session of the committee. My delegation aligns itself with the statement delivered by Rwanda on behalf of the African group and expresses its appreciation to the High Commissioner for the comprehensive update on the wide-ranging activities carried out in relation to global refugee situations and the way forward in meeting the growing humanitarian needs. Mr. Chairman, we are today living in an increasingly complex and interdependent world. In fact, there is no other global and unprecedented phenomena that demonstrate this reality explicitly at this stage than the plight of refugees and displaced persons in different parts of the world that urgently require collective global humanitarian actions. Ethiopia firmly believes that we have no choice but to meet this challenge individually and collectively for the betterment of our world. It is precisely for this fundamental reason that Ethiopia, for so many years now, has maintained steadfastly its well-recognized tradition of an open-ended policy to refugees and persons who seek asylum and shelter in its territory. This policy and the principles on which it is based emanates not only from being a signatory to all of the United Nations and African Union conventions and protocols on refugees, but most importantly from its long-held Ethiopian welcoming tradition of solidarity that extended over centuries. Mr. Chairman, Ethiopia today is hosting more than 700,000 refugees from its neighboring countries of South Sudan, Somalia, and Eritrea, making it the largest refugee-hosting country in Africa. There are strong indications that this number will rise significantly in the months to come. While we in Ethiopia welcome refugees with an open hand and provide humanitarian assistance from our meager resources and appreciate the continued support of all partners, including UNHCR, in this effort to address refugees' growing needs, it is quite evident that the challenge, in particular in terms of more resources for boosting our response capacity, is more than critical. It is in this regard that we have been expressing our serious concerns at the 64th session of the Standing Committee over the proposed gradual and significant reduction of resources allocated in the biennial budget for 2016-27 for Ethiopia. Obviously, this reduction will have negative impact on the level of implementation of the program designed to support refugees in Ethiopia. We believe your recent field trip to Ethiopia has provided an opportunity to assess and exchange views with relevant national authorities on the prevailing plight of refugees in the country. We therefore call upon the session for the reconsideration of the proposal. Mr. Chairman, we all know that a major part of the solution to reduce inflow of refugees from South Sudan has been the enhancement of an effective humanitarian assistance through cross-border operations, as witnessed by the experience of WFP in that country. We believe that this approach could be applied to the Somali refugee situation to prevent further displacement. The security situation in Somalia has improved much. Most of the areas in South Somalia are free from Al-Shabaab. There are safe and secured areas which are under the control of the Somali government and AMISOM. As a result, few asylum seekers come to Ethiopia to seek shelter and assistance as it is not provided in their area of origins. There is therefore a favorable ground to provide assistance in those areas by undertaking cross-border humanitarian operations from Ethiopia. We are willing to keep our borders open for this purpose and request all stakeholders to join the operations to reduce the influx of refugees seeking assistance in Ethiopia. We would like furthermore to reiterate our call upon the international community to support the implementation of Addis Ababa commitment towards Somali refugees through support to the federal government of Somalia, hosting countries, UNHCR, and the provision of more opportunities for the resettlement. Mr. Chairman, we welcome the convening of this year's High Commissioner's Dialogue on addressing the root cause of displacement and also encourage UNHCR to explore initiatives or recommendations to improve the expanded the use of resettlement opportunities as a means of international protection to address the situation of Eritrean and Somali refugees that are engaging in a secondary movement by sea and by land in the spirit of responsibility sharing and international solidarity. Finally, Mr. Chairman, it will be a great remiss to not mention the dedication, extraordinary and visionary leadership demonstrated by His Excellency the High Commissioner and for his selfless service to refugees, asylum seekers and displaced persons across the world. We wish him all success in his future endeavors. Let me also seize this opportunity to welcome Mrs. Kelly Clements, the newly appointed Deputy High Commissioner, and Mr. George Okotobo, Assistant High Commissioner, for his support, and assure all of them of Ethiopia's continued full cooperation in discharging their responsibilities. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.